T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is joining us this morning on the WBEN Live Line. Seems to be a very critical week, Dave, with this government shutdown, with SNAP and HEAP benefits threatened. And then there's also a healthcare cliff that's coming, too. Is there any path in sight to reach a deal?
At the moment, no. Nothing has really changed. The U.S. House of Representatives is still out. The Senate is still not able to get together on a partisan level, Democrats and Republicans, to pass something through on its end. And Donald Trump, who, of course, is often the linchpin for negotiations and striking a deal, he's off in Asia, and he's not coming back for a few days. So anyone who expects anything to happen over the next couple of days, forget it. And this is entirely possible, Susan, that we could be having the same conversation next week and the week after and the week after that.
Yeah, it's a long-standing shutdown already, and it could go on even longer. We've been talking over the past couple of days about some inflection points where we might see a change. One of them might be this upcoming Saturday, the start of the month. A lot of benefits that rely on federal funding are going to start to go away.
One thing we're really not even inching toward, but hurtling toward at this point, Brian, is getting into a post-blame phase of this shutdown, if you will. And what I mean by that is where people are going to be hurting so much all across the country for one reason or another, that they're not going to care whether Republicans are at fault or if Democrats are at fault. They're just going to care that the government is at fault. And they're going to demand that the both sides get together and figure out a way forward. And that some negotiation, some compromise is going to be reached. You mentioned a couple of them. I'll add to that list, too. I mean, women and children's benefits for food and formula and people who are the most vulnerable among the vulnerable not receiving benefits. I mean, that is one of those points. You mentioned SNAP benefits, food stamps. I mean, we're in a situation right now all across the country where even with those benefits, there are millions of Americans who are going hungry every day. So this is going to be exacerbating to an incredible degree a situation that's pre-existing, that already exists right now. And if you're planning on flying anytime soon, I mean, already we're seeing statistically about four times the number of delays across the country that relative to this time last year. And, you know, you've got to wonder what's going to happen when, especially in red states, airports like Dallas or Houston or Atlanta, where they're having massive ground shutdowns because they simply don't have enough air traffic controllers to do the work, or airports are clogged because there are not enough TSA security workers there. These are people who are going to be working ostensibly and not drawing a paycheck or not showing up to work, which is something that happened during the last major government shutdown during the first Trump administration, which lasted 35 days. We're very much on track to exceed that 35-day mark at this point right now.
You would think that all of these events would be enough of a crisis to bring two sides together.
And it's not yet, but it will be in all likelihood. And we haven't even mentioned kind of the crux of or the core reason as to why this shutdown is happening in the first place, which is healthcare premiums going through the roof. And if you are on the exchange program, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and you get your health insurance through the exchange, you're already looking right now down the barrel, depending on where you live across the country, because it is a state-by-state type of function, but you're looking at premiums going up 20%, 30%, 50%. Is that going to be affordable for a lot of Americans? The simple answer is no. How do you change that? Well, you open the government back up and do so with some sort of negotiation along those lines. Now, Republicans have been saying all along, hey, look, we're ready to do that. We're ready to have that conversation. We're ready to have that vote if you just pass a continuing resolution, Democrats, that will fund the government and give us some breathing room to pass something that's going to be a long-term funding solution for government. But the Democrats just simply don't believe it. They're not taking Republicans at their word because they have no evidence that they're going to keep their word. And that's really the point here where we've been at ever since this government shutdown began at the beginning of the month, Susan.
Another one of those inflection points a week from today, Election Day. Is there anything that could happen on Election Day that would have an impact on this shutdown?
Not really. I mean, I think you're looking at sort of longer term political ramifications. It's definitely a litmus test. And you have some key races across the country, really, you know, more so on the East Coast than anything that are going to kind of provide a barometric test for Democrats and Republicans. And I'm speaking specifically of the New York City mayoral race, the gubernatorial race in New Jersey, and also a governor's race in Virginia as well. If, let's just say for the sake of argument, that Democrats were to sweep all three of them, of course, Democrats are going to be buoyed by that and say, hey, look, people are abandoning Republicans, although it's kind of easy to say in the sense that New Jersey tends to lean left and New York City, well, we don't need to say much about that. And then Virginia, it's a purple state. It has a Republican governor at this point. Abigail Spanberger, the Democrat, is running against Winsome Earl Sears, the Republican lieutenant governor, in a closer race. But Spanberger is expected to win. So, you know, it might be a good moment for Democrats for a few days. But is it really going to have any lasting effect for Democrats longer term, or for Republicans for that matter? I think that's dubious.
Dave, always great talking with you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.